This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you're invited to join us here. You can always bring up whatever happens to be on your mind in our studio in Keene, New Hampshire tonight. You've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
Yes, that's right, Keene, New Hampshire, the home for the outcasts.
Yes, Cheshire County is where the give me your tired, your poor, your Free State Project exiled. We shall come to Cheshire County, New Hampshire, and set up a base, and we're going to drink from brown bottles in the public thoroughfare.
The Liberty Movement.
We're going to have a dance party without a permit. We're going to fill parking meters so that people don't get parking tickets and get sued. So, yeah, it's a real great show.
You bring up a few different things there, TJ, the Spy, and Ian James, also in the studio here tonight. What you're bringing up is some controversial activism that has happened here in the Keene area.
You're ruining the movement, Ian.
Over the years, I've been accused of ruining the movement. Others, like Rich Paul and Derek J. Freeman, have been accused of such things by doing activism that's sort of outside the system. Civil disobedience.
Well, is there any activism that's within the system?
Sure.
Going
to Concord and testifying at the State House, I think that would classify as inside the system.
Yeah.
Going to a city council meeting and talking
to me, activism has this ring of you're doing something that irks people. Like, you know, you just...
Oh, that irks people.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't be confused.
Okay, yeah, touche.
When you go to the government and you actually start to make an inroad, and you see things moving in your direction, that irks the people who want things to go in their direction. So,
correct.
For instance, you look out on the seacoast in New Hampshire with the free Uber and now Arcade City, these sort of transportation wars
those
that are going on out there.
Those taxi drivers.
Well, the taxi drivers are acting pretty terroristic. They're threatening a grandmother, the Uber grandma. They've been very intimidating towards her. She's just been trying to help people get home from being drunk at the bar, and they're boxing her in when she goes to park to pick customers up. They're glaring at her. They're insulting her, yelling things at her in the streets. And this is all because Uber is a threat to the status quo. They've even smashed out her taillight.
You know, it's more and more occupations. I was just thinking, you can't be a, Ian, you cannot be a taxi driver in Portsmouth, illegal taxi driver, because you can't have a misdemeanor conviction in the previous 7 years if you want to get your taxi license.
Right, but Uber, however, approved me as a driver.
Yeah, because they figured, well, you're just a person, okay, you drank, disorderly conduct is not exactly rape in the first degree, so
no.
You know, they I often thought just, you know, I was thinking 100 years ago, you didn't need a license to sell a gun, you didn't need a license to run a bar. You didn't need a license to run a taxi cab service. You didn't need a license to be an accountant. You didn't need a license to be an attorney. Well, you could actually take the bar exam. I take that back. You needed the bar license, but, you know, it was a little bit different how they did it back then. But, yeah, James, how do you feel, James? You should...
All that activism is okay because it's like an economic challenge. Like, if you challenge people culturally, that's when people get really upset, it appears.
Well, I mean, it depends who you ask. You ask those taxi cab drivers, they are not okay with free Uber, like, and they're not okay. They went around, they tore down free Uber signs that they put up around the city.
I'm kind of curious, like, I kind of imagine, like, what if the free Uber thing had happened in Keene? Where,
probably the same result. You'd probably have a local Keene cab companies on the attack against Uber.
No, I'm saying, like, would there be fellow Liberty people pissed off, saying that the Keeniacs are doing it wrong?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, let's say that I opened up, let's say I rented a house and I started serving food out of it.
Oh, that's like, an illegal arrest. There's another one. Why do you need permission from the government to sell
food? Like, is
to
that
people?
Like, what activism is okay? Can we get a like a white list here? Like, you know,
no. As long as you're doing it in Keene, you're doing it wrong. Apparently,
yeah. I mean, like, to me, it's like, I don't know. Like, I guess my observation is that if you challenge people culturally, like maybe free the nipple or
that makes people
marijuana or. Right. Whatever, then it seems like a certain sect of people get really upset about that.
Yep, that's absolutely
true. I want to watch good old wholesome Christian entertainment with two men stabbing or beating each other up. But if you show one nipple,
Or two men kissing.
Or two men kissing, no, that's just a no-no right there.
Right, and I agree with you. Challenging social norms has been the most offensive activism that has gone on here in Keene over the
things
years.
Things like smoking pot in public, I think,
and
hurt
toplessness.
People a lot.
The toplessness, if you talk to people and you ask them, well, hey, so you don't like something that the activist did, what was it? You know, why? What was it that rubbed you the wrong way? Everyone has a different answer, because we've done so much activism here in Keene over the last decade plus, everybody has something that sort of sticks out in their mind. The other day, someone explained that it was, I think, the topless thing, and then they mentioned the Outlaw Gardener event, which I hadn't heard brought up in a long time, where Anarcho Jesse came down to Central Square with a hoe and a rifle, leaned a rifle up against a tree, and then went and proceeded, and he brought some soil down there, I think, too. Anyway,
and some seeds and some water.
And proceeded to stick a hoe into the ground, and then he was arrested by Keene police that had come out for the event. They knew he was going to be there.
Poor Johnny, John Chapman, Johnny Appleseed, he would have been arrested in today's time, going out onto public lands, planting apple trees to then harvest and sell for a few pennies. I mean, he didn't have his forestry license.
So, like, to me, that was one of Anarcho Jesse's best activist moments. He had a lot of real low points, in my opinion, but this one was one of his best, but this was what someone else remembered as one of the worst things that had happened.
I never know. I was just thinking, like, back to my days before I was in New Hampshire, and, you know, I'd never heard of Free Talk Live, and I'd watched Dave Ridley, and Ridley, I think, you know, he does a good job, but like, the things that were exciting to me were not people testifying at the State House. Like, frankly, I could give a crap about that because that happens everywhere, and it's boring. And
no, it really doesn't happen everywhere like this. I'd just like to point that out.
Well,
as someone
who
does go regularly to the State House.
It happens in the sense that you have special interest groups constantly lobbying the state wherever you are, whether it's the teachers' unions
that's
or
true.
The police.
But you don't have a Liberty crew in there lobbying.
Well, I consider the Liberty crew
states
almost like its own special interest group.
It
obviously,
is. It's a special interest toward Liberty. But you don't have that in other states. And that's
fair enough.
The only difference is we're showing up. We're not getting paid to show up and tell the legislators, hey, this law is not going to work or this law is going to backfire and it's going to have unintended consequences. But every other person in that room testifying, they're either a government official, so they're getting paid 25, 30, 40 bucks an hour to sit there and testify and tell the
senators. And that's their job. And they're in there every single week. So I agree with you that it's boring. No one wants to watch
that.
That's not interesting.
Maybe you could say it's a good thing or whatever. Like, I've gone to the State House. I've gone to the city council meetings.
Yep.
But, you know, I kind of wonder, like, you say your piece, and, like, does it really do anything or not?
Yep, I can understand that. That is, I was definitely jaded like that towards the political system when I moved here, and it was actually Dennis Goddard, who's one of my haters, that convinced me otherwise, that you can have an impact inside the political system in New Hampshire. Certainly, there are people who have their minds made up, and you're not going to impact them at all. No doubt. Those people exist. But there are also people who are riding the fence, and they're not sure, and they are looking for input. And I think one of the moments that really kind of defined this for actually Chris Cantwell, because he had been going down there regularly with us last year to do this testimony, was when one of the state reps actually approached him in the hallway like 2 weeks later after he testified on something and, you know, pulled him aside and remembered him, said, you know, hey, Chris, I wanted to let you know the status of that bill that you testified on. We did this and this and this with it, and, like, took the time to actually – he didn't have to, right? He could have just walked to his meeting. But no, instead he saw someone he recognized, stopped him, and gave him an update on what was going on with the bill that he was interested in. And for Chris, that was like a shocking moment where this politician is actually taking a moment to talk to me. Not because he's important, because he's a politician, but because most politicians would consider themselves too important to stop down and speak to one of their constituents during a busy day at the State House. And so there's an interpersonal relationship that you can develop here with state legislators here in New Hampshire who are actually pretty liberty-friendly folks that
I
you
agree
can't do anywhere else.
I think it's a good thing to do, like I said. And, you know, politics tells a lot of legitimacy in people's mind. I mean, the folks where I used to work, you know, they knew me from the Robin Hooding, and then I ran for state rep, And, like, they saw that in the paper, and they were all asking me about it. So, like, in their mind, it was, like, a big deal.
I mean, I know they skewered them, I mean, on the Colbert Report. But, I mean, every time I show somebody, they're like, dude, you're James Cleveland. You were on the Colbert Report. And so we were, like, in Hawaii, and they were talking.
And
like,
that was something else. It was that we were accused of destroying the movement. We were accused of destroying the entire Liberty
movement. We destroyed the movement so many times.
Not just the New Hampshire Liberty Movement. The Colbert Report supposedly destroyed the entire Liberty Movement. That's at least what was said about it. 855-450-FREE. Take control here.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit FTLBeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join. toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. So just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We give them away to you. And with you in studio, it's Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
ProXPN can give you your privacy back on the internet. They encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN has OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's even Linux support as well. So whatever device you're using, there's likely going to be a ProXPN that will work for you. Plus, they keep no logs of your activities whatsoever, and if you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit card and Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So go to ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. That's ProXPN.com with code FTL50. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll start up with Charlie listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie. You're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
I have a quick comment on licenses, and I'd also like to ask TJ a quick question.
Sure.
Firstly, I'd like to say that nitric oxide boosters really, really work. And I have
proof. Cool.
They work. but to my comment, within the past year or so, they have now required paralegals to get a license in Arizona, which severely cuts back on my activism. And you know what I do. So
I don't know what you do, but I'm guessing it's some sort of paralegal work.
Well, of course. I know that, like the lady I helped at the federal court in Kingman. You remember that, but
no, I have no idea. I'm sorry, I barely remember what happened.
That's true. It's nothing personal.
Week.
He does. He has a very short term memory.
Yeah. A question about the refuges.
Gotcha. But so, what was the what was it that you had for TJ?
Yeah, my question for TJ is what his opinion on the works of James Bamford, particularly his book, The Shadow Factory.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes, indeed I am. I'm familiar with all of James Bamford's works. So Bamford is an author, and he created somewhat of a scandal back in the 80s. He wrote something called The Puzzle Palace was his first book about the National Security Agency. And the NSA... it has a reputation. Basically, they never talked about what they did. I mean, the NSA was built in 1952 at the corner of 295, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and Highway 32, Maryland Route 32. So it's always been there. Everyone's been able to see it. It's just that nobody ever really knew what they did. And James Bamford started investigating them, and he wrote The Puzzle Palace and The Shadow Factory, which was his second novel, or not novel, but like expose about the insides of the agency. It's somewhat funny because the NSA was initially very hostile to James Bamford trying to publish his book, The Puzzle Palace.
I bet they were.
Because, just even something like how many people work at the NSA. Now, I guarantee you the Russians know exactly how many people work at the NSA. Well, because all they do is they just look at the satellite photo, count the number of parking spots at high noon, and say, there's... Or another guy... Tower Federal Credit Union is the NSA's credit union, so pretty much everybody who banks at Tower Federal Credit Union is an NSA employee. In fact, they actually have a credit union bank branch there inside the NSA. And so somebody got the FDIC records and found out they had like 30,000 members, so they said, well, the NSA must have about 30,000 employees.
Interesting.
And that is indeed correct. About 40,000 souls work at the NSA. And interesting thing I noticed is that the NSA has warmed up to him over the years. He actually came and spoke at like a cryptography day or some the Friedman. They had some type of ordeal. William Friedman was a famous cryptographer, and they had some shindig there. I didn't have a chance to go, but I do have a signed copy of his book, and I really like him as an author.
So that was a good question. Thank you, Charlie, for your call here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So you would recommend those books for someone who wants to know?
If somebody wants to understand the National Security Agency, the Puzzle Palace and The Shadow Factory are excellent books.
Now, are they older books?
books? When
the Puzzle Palace was, if I remember, was the 80s, and then the Shadow Factory is fairly recent.
Interesting. Cool. Thanks for the tip on that. I'm sure there are a lot of people who'd like to learn more about the NSA. In fact, we've got news. TJ, you're going to share with us in a little bit, not at the moment, about the Edward Snowden, about LavaBit.
Yes.
And Edward Snowden.
Secret exposed.
There's a tie between the two, and we'll get into that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, the Venezuelan government is coming out against Bitcoin, saying it is the currency of cyber criminals. And, well, I guess it takes one to know one in that case. But first, we're going to continue here because, you know, I think the elephant is still in the room, and we need to make sure that we deal with that appropriately enough. People were wondering why I wasn't on the show last night after the Free State Project announced yesterday.
You were having sex with 7-year-old girls, as you have advocated, right?
Nope, I've never advocated anything like that.
That's what I heard. I heard on Facebook that you supported the molestation of young girls.
Nope, I don't support the molestation of anyone.
No? Darn it. Facebook lied to me.
Well, there are liars out there who will say things about me and what I believe that are absolutely not true because they know that most people won't check. They know that most people won't bother come talking to me personally. They won't bother calling the show to ask. They won't bother to read any of the things I've written, for instance, over at freekeen.com about those things. And specifically, you're referring to Age of Consent, which was the reason why, ostensibly, I was ejected from Free State Project events, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and the Liberty Forum. The Free State Project put out a notice, and this was after Free Talk Live had put out our own notice, letting the Free State Project know that we're not going to hold them to any obligations in our agreement. So we had this agreement, this broadcast agreement between Free Talk Live, LRN, and the Free State Project that meant that we would provide broadcast services, Free Talk Live, and allow our equipment to be used by other LRN.fm show hosts and other shows who aren't on LRN. At these different events that the Free State Project puts on a yearly basis. And we've been doing so for many years, most of the time without a broadcast agreement, just as sort of a handshake agreement. But eventually it was clear that we would have to write everything down that we needed to do. So we let them know that we weren't going to hold them to any of the obligations in that agreement, and they decided to go ahead and cancel that agreement. And then at the same time, they decided to go further and ban me from their events, the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Liberty Forum. And for those that don't know, the Free State Project is the movement of 20,000 liberty-minded people that are coming to New Hampshire and are going to get active. There are close to 2,000 who are here already for the Free State Project, and I guess they decided they didn't want me around anymore, that I was too much of a liability. Just a month after giving me a lifetime award, not a lifetime achievement award, but a major achievement award for being for spreading the message. I was Mark and I, the two main hosts of this show, were given these fancy, like, crystalline kind of tower awards, and it was very, very nice. And then subsequently, I was booted out of their events.
Well,
we can talk more about
Talk more.
Yep. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. I don't have any hard feelings on my side, but there are a lot of people who do not like me because I believe that individuals should be able to make choices for themselves, like most libertarians should. 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can talk about what you want on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. It's Ian James and TJ in the studio here tonight. We'll go to your calls about what you want, and then on the way, the Lava Bit story is back in the news with details about Edward Snowden. And TJ, you've got that. We'll get into
it.
But first, Chris Cantwell on the line from his Radical Agenda Studios in Keene. Hey, Chris.
It's good to be with you guys. And I want to
do me a favor. I'm sorry. It sounds like you're swallowing your mic a little bit. And I noticed this last night.
Is this better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly what's happening there, but okay. Hopefully this improves.
Thank you.
So I want to apologize for last night's indiscretion. I accidentally dropped an F-bomb and you guys had to cut me off. But yep. I wanted to talk to you anyway.
Okay, here I am.
As you're surely aware, I have some opinions on your being kicked out of the Free State Project.
Considering that you were also kicked out of the very same Free State Project.
Yes, us being members of this very exclusive club, I'm very excited to talk to you now that you have joined Pariah Club.
The Pariah Club.
So, Chris, what advice can you give Ian for how to weather this? Because you've been kicked out of so many organizations, I've kind of lost count whenever you say something on your blog. So what advice can you give Ian to brave this thing so he doesn't, like, end up disgraced and ruined and everything else? Like, what's the media spin we should put on this?
Well, there's really no media spin necessary. What happens is that you find out very rapidly that the Free State Project is an impotent, incompetent organization full of idiots who are useless because they're incapable of doing anything to help anybody. And what you realize is that they have no impact on your life whatsoever. And so,
yeah, I have to agree that there's no weathering. I've had people ask me today, "Are you okay?" And it's like, yeah, it's just another day for me. I mean, there's a little more Facebook drama involved than in this particular day than I would like, but otherwise, I'm busy doing my normal things, and this was a long time coming. I'm honestly surprised it took them this long. As some people have pointed out, everybody knew I was with Renee Kate from Anarchy After Dark, and she was 16 at the time when we started our relationship, and everybody knew about that. In fact, that was one of the things that was a big blow-up a couple of years ago, but they didn't get rid of me because I think I was too useful to the organization as far as promoting the Free State Project and getting them to their 20,000, and then as soon as they reached the 20,000, here we are, 4 or 5 weeks later, and I've gotten the cut.
Well, of course, and let's just not pretend that the Free State Project is some savior of children. As I've complained before, I mean, you were at the courthouse with these tranny lunatics who are trying to, shake their tits in front of children over at the beach there in Guilford, and they just think that Amanda Bolden is like some fantastic advocate of liberty for saying that that's a good idea. So the terms and conditions for Porkfest, they call Porkfest a family-friendly event, and then they say that... if you bring minors there, that they may be subjected to, quote, expressive activity that includes full nudity in broad daylight in the middle of a weekday afternoon, okay?
So somehow I have a feeling that that might not be as common at this year's Porkfest, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm still saying to people, if they want to go to Porkfest, they should go, or if they're on the fence, they should still go, because I still think it's a good event where you can meet a lot of great people, but I know a lot of people are deciding to go ahead and boycott the event this year.
If you're thinking about going to Porkfest, go to Porkfest this year, because it gets worse every year. It's stupid. They are kicking out everybody who's even the slightest amount of fun is getting kicked out or otherwise getting bored with their stupid event and their ridiculous fees and their dumb regulations. And, they've gotten too big for their own good. Okay?
Well, I think that's fine. It's time for a splinter. Rich Paul has been saying that they should start, that he and some others should start a competing event called Bandcamp. Banned.
Yeah. Well, I think that might be a lot of fun.
I think it could.
I'm trying to bring a bunch of like right wing guys in here who's going to scare the life out of half of these Free Staters, and I think that that'll be a lot of fun. And I don't know that it would chime well with anything that Rich was trying to organize, but we're certainly having a lot of fun. And the Free State Project is absolutely no consequence to anybody. They're a bunch of dishonest losers, and they've been more than happy to promote all types of things with you during all the times that they've known everything about you.
Right.
Now,
my opinions on age of consent have not changed. I don't. Just to make clear, by the way, Chris, you allude in your article over at ChristopherCampbell.com about me getting kicked out of the Free State Project. That I've suggested that six-year-olds can consent. I don't believe that people should have sex with children. I don't support that. I don't support pedophilia. Yeah. I just want to make sure that that's clear for the people that have been spreading
rumors. Yeah, and I want to go on record as being anti-child rape as well, in case anyone had any doubt.
But I don't believe that teenagers are children. I think that the definition of child excludes a teenager, and I think young people can make decisions for themselves, even if they are decisions that we might not agree with.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and posit real quick that if your vision of a free society is one where like a junior high school girl walks out and then gets a train run on her by Ian Freeman and Brad Spangler, that a lot of people are gonna be happy to pay taxes to avoid that. So you might want to think about your marketing. But other than that, look, it's age of consent is a conversation worth having, and there's no point in having it if you don't have it with people you disagree with it on. So fantastic.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And these people in the Free State Project who are wielding enough influence influence to get me banned from these events, and I subsequently resigned. I figured it was coming next that they would pull me, but, you know, I didn't want to be a part of a group that didn't want to have me, so I went ahead and issued my resignation from the organization shortly after I found out that I had been banned from its events. And ultimately, you've got a group of people who are very uncomfortable with what the ideas of liberty mean, obviously, because you take the ideas of liberty to their logical conclusions. It means leaving people alone, leaving people to do things that you might not necessarily agree with, or you might even feel strongly against that. And we went into a great amount of detail recently. There was a group of five liberty activists here from the Keene area that got together over at the Sanctuary for Love and Peace, and there was about an hour-plus long video that was made where we got into a lot of these issues of age and consent pretty deep. So if you wanted to get more about my opinions on that, you could go to freekeene.com and then read the article that I posted there late yesterday night that I don't remember the title of it. It was something about you should still go to Porkfest. And then there's at the very bottom that full video of that conversation is included there. So, Chris, what else did you want to share tonight? Anything else?
You know, that's more or less it. I mean, I think the age of consent thing is a worthwhile discussion. And the thing that I've been trying to hammer home on my program is that what we're talking about in a free society is a private property society where things are going to be figured out by property owners. And it does not necessarily mean that you leave everybody alone to do whatever they want. It means that you're dealing with the consequences of your actions within a market environment and dealing with private property owners and that sort of thing. And I would encourage everybody to go read Hans Hermann Hoppe's Democracy, the God that Failed, and do some look. People are looking at libertarianism like they're reading Kathy Reisenwitz's blog or something like that. That's not the way the world works. So, you know, go read some Rothbard, go read some Hoppe, and you know, carry on the conversation from there. And I thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Chris. See you around. Appreciate it. Christopher Cantwell from The Radical Agenda at ChristopherCantwell.com. He posted a pretty detailed article about me getting kicked out of the Free State Project. I'm not going to call names. I'm, you know, like Chris will. I don't harbor any ill will towards anyone in the Free State Project. They are doing what they feel they need to do to preserve their organization.
They're behaving like a government.
So good for them. You know, if that's what they want to do, that's their group.
That's ultimately what it is, right? It's a big popularity contest. And
yes,
it shows, you know, like the two types of people in the world, to break it down real simply, like the people, there's some people who care, like, what they truly believe in, and then there's some people who care what other people think of them more. And so, these are the kind of people that would want to run for class president and be real popular, and maybe they weren't, so they picked the libertarians.
They don't really have genuine opinions. They have opinions that they think will get them elected.
It's like the big fish in a small pond kind of deal.
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Our also, Skype username is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Join us right here toll-free. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username, lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live broadcasts to you live 7 nights a week, but of course it's not free to put on this show, so if you'd like to support what we do, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It makes a huge difference for us in continuing to spread a principled message of liberty despite being attacked from inside of the liberty movement and outside of the liberty movement. If you support us sticking to principle, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll also be amping the Liberty Radio Network as well at lrn.fm, which features dozens of liberty-oriented shows from around the globe. So your money goes to really getting the word out about freedom, and it's only $5 a month. So please join at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, A-M-P, as in advertise, market, and promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. And now you can use Bitcoin as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Stephen calling from somewhere, I believe, in South America. Stephen, where are you and Derek J right now?
I am in the Andes Mountains of Argentina. Cafayate, Argentina.
That sounds nice. So what's
In banning the... In banning Ian Freeman from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Free State Project has jumped the shark. The world's best hope for liberty has been usurped by faceless authoritarian bureaucrats. It's time for a movement, not a club, that's based on proper governance that doesn't allow people to take control of the movement and use it for their own purposes. For that reason, we are proposing the State Free Project.
Oh, that's cute.
That is cute.
Tell me more about that.
What happened with the Free State Project was, as far as I was concerned, it's a movement of people agreeing to promote liberty in our lifetimes. But yep, it turned out that it's actually a corporation that's run by its board. And that means that they have
an unelected board, by the way. At one point,
just
a little bit of history, the Free State Project used to have elected board members, meaning that there was some minor level of accountability for what they did. But at this point, at least for several years, they got rid of that a long time ago, and they've ever since just been internally each board. The board members appoint new board members, so there's no more any kind of accountability to the membership. In fact, I don't even know if they publish a list of who's on the board. I honestly don't even. Maybe they do somewhere, but
now they're a nonprofit, right? So you've got to. In theory, look up that information.
So that's probably public now. I gotcha. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think boards are a pretty inefficient way to run things, having been on a number of them in my time. And so I take it the State Free Project will not have a board?
Well, they're self-selected, like you said. They chose to be in power, and then they asserted their authority without any of our agreeing to it. The State Free Project, however, is designed to have governance built in to its formation that prohibits any official positions of title or authority whatsoever.
Okay.
It also, if you host an event under the banner of the State Free Project, anyone can host an event under the banner as long as they agree to the principle of self-ownership and that all media from the event be covered by the BIPCOT no-gov license.
Okay. And that means the BIPCOT license means that anybody can copy it except for government agents?
That's right. Most importantly, though, anyone can copy the media, and that was a big problem with them arbitrarily and suddenly deciding that they asserted intellectual property over media at events that most people or many people thought were more or less a public community event.
Yeah, you're referring right now to at least the most recent event of the Liberty Forum, where there was a huge brouhaha afterwards when Garrett Ian, one of the bloggers from FreeConquer.org and FreeKeen.com, posted a secretive audio recording of the Edward Snowden interview that happened. And people got very, very upset about that and were screaming about property rights, even though at the very beginning of his the Snowden event, there was a notice given that they were asking people to turn off their cameras. They did not ask people to turn off their audio recording devices. And so technically, Garrett didn't even violate the terms of that particular.
You know, I'm having flashbacks. Okay. Right now, I feel like I'm back at the National Security Agency with the backstabbing and the groups and the cliques, and everybody's like, if you associate with him, I'm not going to be your friend, and your promotion is not going to get approved. So you better distance yourself from him. And you know, it was really funny at the NSA. We all would be like, you need to go to that person's church because, you know, they, you know, if you're going to be promoted, you got to get FaceTime in with the boss or something. And I just always thought, you know, goodness gracious, we are having right now the very same thing. Thank goodness that we humans do not get along with each other. Because right now the government, they're so powerful. There's one branch of the government called the Department of Agriculture. They're dedicated to growing tobacco. And there's another government agency called the Center for Disease Control. They're dedicated just to not smoke. Could you imagine what they could do if they could get together and actually coordinate their effort? Oh, my goodness, the power they have. It's because they hate each other. I mean, James would go into the bathroom whenever we would go to the Keene deliberative sessions for this, like the city council. James would just go into the bathroom and sit on the toilet and listen to all the other bureaucrats say, yeah, that's so-and-so, and that council.
Talking crap about each other?
Yes, talking about, that Parks Department guy is a real asshole, and he's not getting my $5 million-whatever budget. And it's just like, really? This is so incredibly amazing to watch, the pettiness and the bickering over who's going to get $500,000 in funding. And so I thought, goodness gracious, we're turning into a government organization. I look at all these.
You mean the Free State Project?
Yes, the Free State Project.
Because we're not involved in the organization, right? With the Free State Project, there's a board of directors, and there's an executive, or there's a president, or whatever,
yeah.
And that's it.
I read in the newspaper, Ian, that you started the Free State Project because of a couch on your front yawn.
There was a news article.
That got that wrong.
I want to hear more about the State Free Project, though, since we've
got
Stephen on the line here. So, Stephen, the website is statefreeproject.com, is that right?
That's right, statefreeproject.com. You can sign up to get updates. We're also having our first ever flagship event, the Fiend Fest Somalia 2016. Fiend Fest Somalia.
Are we really going to Somalia?
No, it's actually at Rogers Campground. We are
okay.
In the process of carving out an area for for people who want to be a little bit separate from the mainstream Free State people.
Now, my understanding is that that's going to be happening during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so one will need to have a Porkfest ticket in order to attend the Fiend Fest or the State Free Project Festival.
That is
right?
Correct, but it's the beginning of trying to separate out people who don't necessarily need to be together all the time. And carving out a place that has better governance
and
setting a foundation for the future.
Well, this is interesting because years ago, a little more history here for you. The Free State Project, the Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the summer event that we're talking about here, this camping festival that happens every year, there has been a group of, let's call them squares or prudes perhaps, that they don't really like the idea of a girl walking topless. They certainly wouldn't like the idea of a man in a loincloth, which we had a couple of years ago. They don't like marijuana being smoked. They are very, very square, for lack of a better term. And they actually created a little group of themselves, and they've had like this sort of family zone, or whatever you want to call it, the square zone, that has existed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for quite a while. And so they've already done something like this, where they've sort of carved out their little area for themselves, and one year they even all wore t-shirts that were the exact same shirt. They had the letters NBC on them, and it stood for normal by comparison, and the idea was that these are the normal libertarians compared to those crazy radicals out in Keene like Ian or Derek J or Rich Paul. And then the next year they made a new NBC shirt, except that time they said that it stood for not bat s crazy was what it stood for that year. The year after that they didn't make a shirt, but rest assured that particular group still exists, and it's likely those people who've gotten into positions of power of the Free State Project. Anyway, a little bit of history for you there.
And this event that we are trying to carve out is intended to be a place that is culturally distinct from the people who want to make it a more family-friendly or prudish area, if you want to say that, and more welcoming to be free and accepted however you are. I know a lot of people don't want to accept anyone however they are, but we want to create a space at Porkfest, and we think it's completely appropriate and necessary for that.
Right on. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I could be there to see it. Hopefully people will take pictures and video and stuff when it happens.
So, by the way, Steve,
FiendFestSomalia.com.
Okay, so it has its own website, FiendFestSomalia.com, which is related to the State Free Project at StateFreeProject.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Very exciting, and I hope you'll keep us in the loop, Stephen, will you, as this develops?
Absolutely. Keep me in the loop.
Thanks for the call.
And make sure you come on back to New Hampshire. We need you guys.
They're coming back. I understand you guys are going to be visiting Keene on the 30th of this month, and then you're going to be moving out to Portsmouth.
In about 10 days.
Yeah, you'll be moving out to Portsmouth.
Yeah, we'll be there soon.
Very exciting.
I'm making the move.
All right. Congratulations. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Stephen, for the call from down in the mountains of... where was it?
Andes.
That's right.
In Argentina.
That's the A word I was looking for. 855-453. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.